All right, so today we're going to be diving into something that I think a lot of people struggle with, and that is finding the right support when you're working with WordPress,
Yeah, definitely.
especially because there are just so many resources out there, and it can be hard to know, like, where do I even start? Who do I contact? What do I do?
Exactly.
So we're going to be looking at an article by Chris Bradley called WordPress Website Support, Finding the Right Channels.
Great article.
Really interesting stuff in there. But I think the big takeaway that I got from it is that, before you even like contact anyone, you should always just do a quick search online.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so many times you can find the answer,
Yeah.
just by doing like a quick Google search or
Absolutely.
even just looking at the WordPress support forums.
Right. And it can save you so much time. And also just be a little bit more respectful of people's time, especially like if you're using, a free theme or a free plugin.
I mean, think about it. Those folks are often volunteering their time to provide support. So, just being polite and doing your due diligence beforehand goes a long way.
Definitely. So let's talk about free themes and plugins. So if you are using something that is free, what is the best way to actually get support for that?
Well, the article really emphasizes using the support forums,
Okay.
and usually you'll find a support tab
Got it.
right on the plugin or themes page.
Makes sense.
So that's like the go-to place to head to.
Yeah.
And, like we were saying before,
Right.
take a moment to just check the FAQs, look through the forum threads,
Yeah.
see if anyone else has asked the same question before.
Absolutely. And if they haven't,
Then you can post a new question.
right.
But just be sure to keep it clear,
Yeah.
concise. The more information you can provide, the better.
Oh, for sure.
And again, just remember, be polite, because
Yes.
these developers, they're often not getting paid for this. It's a labor of love.
It is.
So a little appreciation goes a long way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they have the right to refuse support if you're not being respectful.
For sure. Now, what about when you've actually paid for a theme or a plugin?
Okay, so with commercial themes and plugins, things are a bit different.
Okay.
Usually direct support is included with your purchase.
Makes sense.
So you don't really need to go through the public forums.
Got it. So you would just contact the developer directly.
Yeah, usually there's like a contact form or an email address
Right.
specifically for support.
Right.
And even though you've paid for the product, being polite is still really important.
So you're saying that even when you've paid for it?
Yeah, I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
You're still dealing with a person on the other end.
Absolutely.
And being respectful just makes the whole process smoother.
Yeah.
You're more likely to get a quick and helpful response
Yeah.
if you're approaching them with courtesy.
Absolutely.
So yeah, politeness always wins.
So are there places that you would say, maybe you shouldn't go to if you need support for a specific theme or plugin?
Yeah, I would say general forums or social media,
Yeah.
they're not always the best places to get targeted help.
Right.
I mean, you might get lucky,
Yeah.
but it's not really the most efficient way to go about it.
Yeah, you're better off going to like the dedicated support channels.
Exactly. Stick to the official channels,
Right.
the developer's website, the WordPress support site.
Yeah.
Those are the places where you're most likely to get a solution.
All right, so now let's talk about troubleshooting. Because not every problem requires you to actually contact support.
Oh, definitely not.
Sometimes you can fix things yourself, and so many WordPress issues actually have really simple solutions.
Yeah, and there are tons of troubleshooting guides online. So
Absolutely.
before you reach out to anyone,
Right.
just do a little research, see if you can fix it yourself.
And the article mentions a particularly useful tip, which is to deactivate all your
Oh,
plugins.
yeah, the plugin shuffle. That's
Right.
a classic.
And then you just reactivate them one by one
Exactly.
until you find the culprit.
Yeah, it's amazing how often that works.
It really is. So I think the big takeaway here is, know your support channels, whether it's forums for free stuff or direct support for paid stuff. But most importantly, be polite.
Politeness is key.
Yeah, it just makes everything so much easier.
Absolutely.
And it can really impact how quickly and how effectively you get the help that you need.
It's true. You know, it makes you think about how we approach getting help in general, like even outside of WordPress. If you're clear about what you need and you're respectful in how you ask, you're much more likely to get a positive outcome.
Definitely something to think about.
Yeah, it's all about communication and understanding the support structure in place.
Well said. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive.
My pleasure.
And until next time, happy WordPressing.
Happy WordPressing.